Utah is the state with the 7th least at-risk youth, according to Jill Gonzalez, an analyst for the finance website WalletHub. The study looked at all 50 states and Washington, D.C. over a 10-year period. About 1 in 9 individuals between the ages of 16 and 24 are neither working or attending school. Others suffer from poor health conditions that hinder their ability to develop physically or socially.
When we're looking at at-risk youth specifically, we're seeing that it does definitely have an effect on the American economy as a whole, especially when it comes just to those who are not in school, who are not working, who are disconnected and oftentimes living at below the youth poverty rate. So all of that here kind of speaks to the larger economy.
Gonzalez says factors that play into poverty are complicated, but there is a connection between families with low incomes and the risk that children have for drug and alcohol use, depression, labor force participation rates, obesity, and other health issues.
Those youth that do grow up in environments with economic problems, one, and two, a lack of role models, are seeing a lot of those same issues kind of start in early adulthood and then linger on, honestly, through the rest of their lives.
Policy change and a growing number of youth programs in some areas of the U.S. are proving to be successful, according to Gonzalez.
Some states are improving, some are not. I would say those that certainly are improving tend to be in the Northeast and kind of the heartland. Those that are not tend to be more southern states. Texas actually has seen a little bit more of a decline in recent years.
Gonzalez says when areas are not finding ways to help at-risk youth, it can drain the population as a whole economically. She says the lifestyle that at-risk youth are living now will only continue into adulthood. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Bronson Tykert.